Well, Clint Eastwood isn't the only director with a new movie adaptation of a bestseller. Francis Ford Coppola's new adaptation of the John Grisham novel The Rainmaker also opened today. Both films center on a court case. Our film critic John Powers has his own verdict.
John Barron's book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, has been on the bestseller list for the last 174 weeks, and it's easy to see why. It's a journey into the culture of Savannah, Georgia, a provincial city that's like a petri dish for colorful characters. Barron wanders among these people, recording their talk and observing their rituals. He doesn't try to funnel their lives into one neat storyline. But Hollywood demands such funneling. And these days, when screenwriters can't figure out how to do it, they tend to plop you down in a courtroom. That's precisely what happens in Clint Eastwood's eagerly anticipated screen adaptation. John Cusack plays a New York writer who's come to Savannah to do a story on the annual Christmas party held by Jim Williams, a gay antiques dealer played by Kevin Spacey. The night of the party, Williams shoots his street hustler lover. And though this murder isn't a tenth as interesting as the average court TV case, the trial takes over the movie as it never did the book. Barron knows that everything interesting about Savannah lies outside the courthouse walls. Here we feel stuck inside them. The movie's best in the opening minutes, when Cusack's character first encounters the strange Savannah where men walk invisible dogs. But even here, Eastwood lets us down. He has little gift for the precise social observation that would make Savannah come alive. Where Barron's book is like a wonderful piece of anthropology, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil seems like a southern version of Twin Peaks or Northern Exposure. It makes everybody quirky or cute. While I'd approached Eastwood's movie with excitement, I'd had almost no hopes at all for The Rainmaker, or to use the correct title, John Grisham's The Rainmaker. What is it with these people? I mean, you don't hear it called God's the Bible. Then again, God's ego is a lot smaller than John Grisham's. The Rainmaker's story comes straight from Grisham's bologna slicer. Matt Damon plays Rudy Baylor, an idealistic young lawyer who represents a poor leukemia victim. He's suing a crooked insurance company whose executives look as if they've swum to the courtroom through an ocean of frying oil. When Rudy's not in court, he becomes guardian angel to a young woman played by Claire Danes, whose husband beats her with an aluminum baseball bat. Although this storyline could hardly be more predictable, what I wouldn't have predicted is that the movie would be so thoroughly entertaining. Like a Hollywood director from the 40s or 50s, filmmaker Francis Coppola takes a stew of clichés and gives it an unexpected richness and flavor. Playing against Grisham's cheap moralism, bringing out the story's dark comedy, and winning sharp performances from his whole cast. The movie's bursting with amusing characters. Mickey Rourke is a racketeer named Bruiser. John Voight is the insurance company's smugly cynical attorney. And Danny Glover is a flagrantly liberal judge. The best wisecracks come from Rudy's sidekick, Deck, played by Danny DeVito, who teaches Rudy how a lawyer hustles business.
In law school, Rudy, they don't teach you what you need to know. It's all theories and lofty notions and big fat ethics books.
What's wrong with ethics?
Nothing, I guess. I mean, I believe a lawyer should fight for his client, refrain from stealing money, and try not to lie. You know, the basics.
That was blatant ambulance chasing.
Right. Who cares? There's a lot of lawyers out there. It's a marketplace. It's a competition. What they don't teach you in law school can get you hurt.
The Rainmaker is a remarkable comeback for Coppola, whose last movie, Jack, was so terrible that I wondered if he'd ever make anything good again. Perhaps he wondered, too, for he's really concentrating here. This is the best directing he's done since the second Godfather film. The whole movie is lucid, precise, perfectly paced, and shot on a marvelously moody widescreen by John Toll. Against all odds, The Rainmaker succeeds precisely where Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil fails. Where Eastwood takes an atmospheric character study and turns it into a boring story about a trial, Coppola takes a boring story about a trial and fills it with atmosphere and characters who keep making you laugh.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.